My cousin Jay from South Carolina reached out to the show with this question.
I've been trying to understand the difference between admitted insurance companies and non-admitted insurance companies in my area of South Carolina. We've been having many problems with insurance companies leaving the area because of the last 6 years. We've been having close calls. Our homeowner's insurance is going through the roof. Of course, the homes are worth more, and I can understand it's going to be a little bit more. So my wife has me looking for cheaper insurance that we pay for the year, with also the coverage that we want. The company we have right now is Orion 180. I see a lot of good reviews. They are an admitted company in some states, but not in this area yet. So I'm trying to understand that if you have a them as a company, that is why you're paying cheaper insurance, because they're not following the state's guidelines yet. So is it more risky dealing with a non-admitted company if something bad is going to happen to your home? I think this might make a really good topic on your show, especially people live in a coastline areas. If you can give me your thoughts, I would appreciate it.
Have you ever wondered what the difference between an admitted and a non-admitted insurance company is? What does it mean for you as a consumer? Well, stay tuned today because you're going to find out.
Welcome to the Ask Ralph podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Ralph makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Thank you for joining us on this Personal Finance Friday. Today, we're diving into the world of insurance to understand the difference between admitted and non-admitted insurance companies. I have to admit that I truly had no idea what he was asking when we sent over the question. But with some research, I've found some answers, and I'm going to share those answers with you today. The truth is, insurance can seem really complicated, but understanding the key concepts can help you make wise choices when purchasing policies for your family or your business. What's an absolutely beautiful sunny morning here on the farm today, and my friends, it's truly a great day to be alive and share some time with you. If this program is a blessing to you, do me a favor and please share it with others. And before I get started, I want to remind you to subscribe to this show. You can join our email list. You can do that at askralphpodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show when we're going to discuss tips for accounting for rental properties. So if you have a rental property or you know someone that has a rental property, tomorrow's show will be one they don't want to miss. So let's start today as we always do with our relevant Bible verse. As it says in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Let's break this topic down together. First, let's start by answering the question, what exactly is an admitted insurance company? And like I said, I really didn't know what this meant when my cousin Jay reached out to me and asked me about that. Admitted insurers are companies that are licensed in the state where they're conducting business. What does that mean, Ralph? It means they submit financial filings, they're subject to regulations in that state, and contribute to state guarantee funds, which help pay claims if the company goes bankrupt. That's a pretty important thing. This provides an extra layer of consumer protection. Companies such as Allstate, State Farm, and Geico, and these are just a few, these household names are examples of typically admitted carriers. On the other hand, non-admitted or surplus line carriers are not licensed at the state level. They are regulated more loosely at the federal level. These companies serve higher risk clients and may be turned down by standard insurers. The premiums may be higher, and they don't pay into state guaranteed funds. So you might ask yourself, Ralph, why does this distinction matter? Here are some key implications as a consumer. If you're working with a non-admitted insurer, know that you have less recourse if there are issues with claims or solvency. Do your homework to ensure the company is financially stable before purchasing a policy. Admitted insurers are more tightly regulated and overseen by state departments of insurance. That's pretty important. This provides an extra layer of consumer protections. Admitted companies may have more flexibility with coverage options since they play by the state's rules, while non-admitted carriers only offer certain specialized policies. In the event your insurance company goes bankrupt, admitted insurers pay into state funds that may help pay claims during insolvency. No such safety net exists for surplus line carriers or these non-admitted carriers. You need to be careful when you obtain quotes. Don't assume the cheapest premium is the best option. You've got to consider coverage, company reputation, and admission status as you choose. Doing a little bit of research on the front end can prevent major headaches later on if you ever need to file a claim. And truth is, that's when you really run into problems with insurance. So here are some action steps you can take to make wise choices. On the program, I always try to bring you some action items. Ask your agent to specify which companies they are quoting are admitted versus not admitted. You might not have even thought about this beforehand. I honestly had never thought about this. So the next time I talk to my agent, this is a discussion we're going to have. If he's going to present me with several different quotes, I want to know which ones are admitted versus not admitted. And once you do that, you search the company's rating and financial strength on sites like AM Best or Standard & Poor's. Do some due diligence, do some research into the company. The next thing you want to do is check in your state's Department of Insurance to validate licensure and emission status. Now, truth is, folks, how many people would take the time to do that? But most people's homes are their biggest asset, so you want to make sure you've got insurance that's going to cover you in the event of a casualty. Another thing you could do is read online reviews from current policyholders before purchasing. Now, while admitted carriers provide an extra level of security, not admitted companies can still potentially fill a niche if you have higher risk. As with any major financial decision, do your due diligence. An ounce of prevention is truly worth a pound of cure. Now, before we wrap up, I'll remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com. There you can leave a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message like my cousin Jay did with future questions that we can talk about on this show. Now, while you're there, make sure you join our email list to enter into our weekly $25 Amazon gift card drawing. You're also there. You can schedule a consultation with me to discuss your specific circumstances. Now, listen, folks. I would really encourage you to share this episode. If you know someone is navigating decisions about insurance in some of these hard-hit areas where insurance has become extremely expensive, share this episode with them so they understand the differences between these admitted and not admitted carriers. So as we wrap up today's edition of Ask Ralph, let's recap what we covered on the difference between admitted and not admitted insurance companies. We've learned a lot. Admitted insurers are licensed at the state level. Non-admitted operate at the federal level. Admitted companies pay into state guarantee funds. Not admitted do not. Admitted carriers have more oversight and regulation at the state level, while not admitted fill a specialty niche but consider financial and reviews closely. Check admission status when obtaining quotes to make wise choices. The goal today is that you feel empowered to make informed insurance decisions that protect your assets without overpaying. Like my cousin Jay said, the goal is to save some money, but you want to make wise decisions. So stay tuned for more practical tips on aligning your finances with your faith. And until next time, stay financially savvy, my friends, and may God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Sagio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.